Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts. Opinions guests of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is an encore presentation of Shasta Chamber of Commerce.
Free Shasta Espresso.
Jason's had the coffee today. Good evening, Northern California. This is Shasta Live.
KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Yep. This is Shasta Nigel. Live
with
Nigel.
With Nigel, James, and Jason. By the Shasta County Chamber of Commerce.
Yep.
So, necessary.
Right?
Necessary. We are so necessary.
And we actually, this is be a fun show. We have some professional musicians in the house.
We can do a little music.
And they recognize thing. That intro song, right, Mark?
I might have heard it a time ago.
Okay.
Yep.
Just checking. <It's a little bit. So it's Monday, whatever date it is.
It's the 4th.
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be fun.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Going to be good.
Yeah.
He's going to be going to stay home. Draw the curtain.
Yeah.
I'm leaving town.
Pull the blinds.
Never wanted a meteor to hit the earth and so bad.
Yeah. We'll just,
put us out of all of our misery.
We'll just open the door on Wednesday and see if we're all still here. But until then, I thought it would be fun to do like a positive show because, you know, music,
the world language, universal.
Right?
That and food.
Brings us all to that and food, yeah.
That and food. Music
brings
and food.
Us all together.
Rock on.
Now you're speaking Mark's language.
Mm-hmm. Mark just ate a taco, too.
Oh, yeah.
So I think most of us here have some kind of musical background. I know I did.
I did
so when
a little
I moved,
bit.
When I moved to Reading, I'm like, hey, mm-hmm. Who's here? And so we actually have
everybody at this table and behind the command
behind the command center.
There, everybody has some musical background of some kind.
And we have in the studio Dimitra and Mark,
mm-hmm.
and your band is Danger Kitty,
mm-hmm.
right?
Danger Kitty, I love that name.
I like the way Jason says it. You're hired.
Well,
when I hear it, all I ever think of in my head immediately, not that there's an association at all, but it's Faster Pussycat Kill Kill.
Mm-hmm.
I just like the whole cat thing.
Who came up with that name?
I don't know. I was thinking about that.
That's an ongoing argument.
Really?
Uh-oh. Are you trying to distance yourself from it?
We love it.
We love it.
So it's a claim. It's a claim fight.
It came up several years ago when we were naming our cover band, and it was like probably both of our first choices or one of our top choices, and it didn't make it. It was not. Yeah.
Hmm.
So we just held on to it and had a great project.
Yeah. So
and eventually the cat came out.
Yeah, we did that together.
So when you look around the local music scene, you guys seem to be at the top of the food chain, right?
Are we at the top?
Well, as far as
you're saying they're the meow mix.
Well, you know, you look around and you see who's doing what and who's playing and who's actually promoting themselves.
Well, before we get ahead of ourselves, are you guys native to the area? Transplants? I mean,
we're both long-time transplants. I moved up here when I was a kid from L.A. area.
Yeah.
And have been here off and on most of my life.
Many are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, James is a transplant from Cottonwood.
Yeah. Same story.
That's our hometown now.
Transplant from L.A. I mean,
she would.
And Mark, how about you?
I was born in the Bay Area, but I don't remember it all. We came up here when I was about 3.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty close to a native.
Yeah, I was
pretty
say.
Close to a native.
So you guys are both part of the furniture at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, yeah.
Well, you guys seen Reading grow, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they're babies.
Yeah.
I've seen Reading grow.
Yeah.
When we used to come from Bella Vista, it was like we were traveling long distance to come mm-hmm. to Reading.
Yeah, you had to take an airplane?
It was like, God, are we ever going to get there?
Yeah, I remember seeing I-5 being built. from Cyprus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
tractors,
really?
Tractors.
Oh, yeah.
That's before my time.
Wait a minute, Mark. Yeah. That's way back then.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was in the, what, late 60s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I got
I
here.
Remember.
I got here back in 1875.
Going way back.
Well,
way
back. Whatever you're eating, Jason, I want some of that because if you go.
Hey, I'm on a roll. I'll settle down.
No,
I
want
another shot of that coffee.
Yeah.
That's why you have a flask next to you. Yeah. Of coffee.
It's lemon water.
That's good. That's good. All right.
Go.
So, Demetra,
yes.
How did you get into music?
I've been singing for as long as I could talk, pretty much. Like, I think I was 4 or 5, and I went to a Lutheran school, and I almost got kicked off the school bus for singing Devil Went Down to Georgia, because I just loved the song and thought it was great. And it's so wordy, and I was all proud of myself and tried to tell the nuns that it was a good song, because, you know, you'd be, and they did not. They still did not approve, so. But
That's iconic, that song.
Yeah.
Well, and it's funny, because whenever I was in high school, so Nancy at Axiom was my high school music teacher, and she kept trying to get me to do, like, solos and get up in front of people, and if I was in a group, I was great. And then if I, you know, if you wanted me to sing by myself, it was like,
So kind of like now?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Lots of
so like a few years ago.
Lots of changes.
Did you ever have to go through the voice lessons where you go, la, 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 la?
I did. I actually, I studied at Shasta College and then transferred to University of Pacific. And did all of that.
Are you okay?
How much caffeine did you guys give him before we got here?
Well, the scary part is we didn't give him any.
I know.
No.
There was a couple of chocolate. The caffeine chocolate things.
Oh.
It's the giggle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
They're contagious.
Yeah. 3 shots of espresso on each one.
Like a little girl.
I
like
it.
I like it a whole lot. Oh, we're going to have a really
It didn't take long.
You know, if I were to tune in and there's just a bunch of people having a good time laughing, I'll sit there and know nothing and just laugh with them because it's so contagious.
See, it didn't take long for this to actually become Spinal Tap. So it just, this is really good, right?
That's good.
We'll have to have the Spinal Tap quiz towards the end.
Absolutely.
All right. How much more black can you get? The answer is none more black. Right?
Smell the glove.
That's right.
Smell the glove.
We have 11 more minutes.
11 more minutes of what?
Well, it goes to 11.
Oh, okay.
All right. So how did you get into music?
I just
ticked off the nuns.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, and then I played.
Check.
I played musical instruments all through. Yeah, elementary school, junior high, high school, discovered bass and really, really dug
laid
that.
Down the groove.
Yep, laid down the groove. And then I took 15 years off.
Oops.
And I was in a place in life where I couldn't do it. And then, 2015, 2014, I think, I got back into music and.
That's actually amazing.
Yeah. And.
Was it like a bike or did you have to like work at it a little bit?
Well, the playing part was like a bike, but the actual getting up in front of people, because I told, you know, if you've ever seen Pink Floyd live, their backup singers are oftentimes behind, like, this big, you know, sheet, and all you can see is their silhouettes, and I tried to get my first band to do that with me, and they were like, no, you're the front person. you have to be up there, and people have to see you, and I was just like...
You should have pulled a Sia and just put, like, a big old
wig
on that nobody could see your
face. Right? I know. If I'd have thought of that, I probably would. But no, it was just making myself get out there and do it, because I love music that much and just wanted to do it that much, and so just... kept at it and kept at it, and then I have people like him that like to push me out of my comfort zone, like at last year's Bash.
Wow.
He wrote a brand new song, finished it, that day or the day before, taught it, you know, like showed it to me, taught it to me in the green room, and then we went out on stage and did it in front of an audience of 200 people.
Okay, but that's scary. Wow. That would be scary.
Wow. Yeah.
I mean, just because I would be afraid I'd forget the line or something, right? Like, you didn't have any kind of like...
Oh, no. I took the lyrics with me.
Oh, did you?
And I told the entire audience that we were flying without a net.
Well, that's good.
We're going to take our first 1 minute break.
Oh,
and we'll come right back. Danger Kitty.
Danger Kitty.
Unique homes, uniquely placed. uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I really like this song.
And we're back. Good evening. Chat Live.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
Okay, so continue. So you took 15 years off,
mm-hmm.
and then return with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, and I just kept, it's one of those things where I just kept making myself get out there and do it, and it was uncomfortable, and it was, you know, awkward. And
mm-hmm. Well, I listen, you know, I hear stories and follow people, musicians and stuff, and there are a lot of front people that have a lot of anxiety issues. Well, and I've always thought, I mean, I could understand it. Like, I would be afraid in the sense, like, you're going to screw up or something.
Mm-hmm.
But then at some point when I feel like when you can find mm-hmm. that expression or whatever it is that's coming from the soul at that point, it really doesn't matter anyway. When you screw up, it's your humanity. It's your, like, everybody is like, I know when I've been concerts and they screw up, I'm like,
art.
I love you even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and it's, that's the place you've gotten to with these guys. They're just so good that, you know, it's like, sometimes you take a left turn and you go and we get jammy and it's, we've gotten to that place where it's, it's actually comfortable and it's fun. And, you know, I really enjoy our songs and what we're doing and our, you know, our audience. We're blessed to have the most wonderful audience and a lot of support here in town.
So what goes on in your head that causes that anxiety? What is it?
Actually,
what's the talk?
He's a psychologist. And
I didn't know we were going to therapy.
Here, honey, here's my chocolate and a couch. Lay down.
No, honestly, I don't really remember anymore. It's just like I did not like to
sing
where people could hear me. It just made me nervous for some reason. Like they, you know, like I wasn't good, or because it took me a long time to find my voice when I was younger. So it just
as a musician though,
yeah.
I mean, all musicians I know. If you don't get nervous a little bit, at least before the show starts,
you're dead.
That's what I've heard.
So, Mark, how about you? How long have you been playing? Since 1800s?
Oh, man.
Along with Jason?
Yeah.
Before the I-5 was built?
Well, I got into music for the Chicks.
Checks?
The Chicks.
And the Checks.
Chicks and Checks.
No, when I was in fourth grade, I went up to the music teacher. I said, I'm interested. You know, what can I do? He looked me up and down. He goes, looked at my mouth. He goes, trombone. And, nothing against trombone.
Learning new things about him tonight.
I'm like, I'm now looking over like, is that a trombone mouth?
Trains jump on the track.
I don't know, I think he was just trying to fill a hole. So I went home and told my parents that, and they go, no.
No.
You're not playing a trombone, which I think it would have been cool, but, so they bought me a little drum thing, so I started on drums, did that for a while, and then I realized that,
they chose drums over trombone?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't, I just got the rubber pad.
The pad, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so that was first, and then when I got into my, early teens, I traded my first motorcycle, that my parents bought me, for my first guitar and amp with a kid down the street. I had my second motorcycle at the time, so.
So you were okay.
I was okay.
Say, what did the parents do?
I don't think I told them.
Is that when you became homeless?
I don't think I even told them. My parents were very cool, so. Then I started with guitar, and then I kind of set it down for a while, and then like around high school, I started, really getting back into it and learning and actually started writing songs back then too. So that would have been around, 1979, 1980, right back then.
So do you remember your first gig?
I do. Yeah. We didn't have a drummer. We had a drum machine, one of those, early Roland 808s.
I remember those.
They were nice. Yeah. They were nice.
kept time.
Yeah. We had to, program, you know, every fill and every turn and everything. It was a party, and I'll tell you, we got really tight with that drum machine. Super tight. I mean, you know, that thing did not screw up, you know what I'm saying? But so that would have been very early 80s, and then probably by mid 80s I was in working club bands and been playing pretty much ever since.
In the Bay Area?
No, up here.
So what was your primary genre of music? Was it mostly
rock? Yeah, it was all rock. Zeppelin, Aerosmith, bluesy based stuff, AC/DC. Yeah.
So how has it been for you guys to navigate the local music scene, and how would you describe the local music scene?
Actually, I think in recent years you've lived here long enough to probably know that it was actually pretty flourishing back in the, 80s?
It was.
And early 90s, and then it died off for a long while, and now we're seeing kind of a resurgence, a renaissance, if you will. Mm. And it's great. There's live music everywhere. You've got cover bands that are playing clubs, you've got original music, you know.
Yeah.
You've got all kinds of venues now that we didn't have. You've got the food truck park. You've got, you know, we've had Mosquito Serenade forever, but they bring in regional bands, so they tax on. Yeah, Axiom. We've got Axiom. Mm. You know, they're doing things all over. The IOF, they did a whole series.
Yeah. And in this month's magazine, what do we have? The Cleveland Bonet.
And their jazz festival. Yes, I'm so excited. Because
We had an incredible jazz festival for years.
We did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's interesting is growing up in Reading, we've had a lot come and go.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like people say, oh, whatever. And I'm like, back way in the day when I was a kid, We had a Porsche dealership. We had a BMW dealership. Mm-hmm. We had a Volvo dealership. We had a Mercedes dealership. I mean, we were like a real, you know, I don't want to say that that's the benchmark to a thriving city, but we had those things. And mm-hmm. then somehow during a period of time, things really dried up. Because back in the 80s when I was here, you know, we had so much to do when it came to music and places to go and actually clubs to go dance in mm-hmm. and do all kinds of stuff. And we don't even have that now. And there's sometimes I'm like, you know, I don't want to be an old fuddy-duddy and think live in the past or whatever. But, I mean, there was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. It was.
That we don't have to do anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, right? Like,
yeah.
I thought when we got a big five, I thought we were really walking tall cotton.
Well, when I moved here and I saw that the grand opening of Trader Joe's was on the front page of the newspaper, I'm like, okay, I'm in trouble.
You're like, oh, this poor little family.
He's like, where did I just move?
Yeah.
No, we even have a music festival now.
Yep.
Yeah.
Going on its fifth year.
Yep.
I mean, that's, you know, that's pretty good, I think.
Is there a lot of camaraderie? Between
there is
the band.
Yeah,
up
there
here.
Is. Yeah. It's almost boring that everybody gets along so well.
It's almost boring.
there's no trashed hotel rooms with TVs, broken TVs.
Well,
not in town.
If you've
anywhere.
Seen Demetra's
hey
area after she's getting ready for a show, it's pretty trashed. But no, it's
she's shaking her head. Yeah.
She's actually in agreement here.
Everybody gets along pretty well around here, actually, and is pretty supportive of one another. So it's mm-hmm. actually pretty nice. This is a really hotbed for musicians, too. A lot of talent
right,
up here.
Yeah.
A lot of talent, you know. I wish we had a few more venues, but, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought, being up here, that the one thing that is missing is like a 500-seat venue.
Yep.
Right?
Totally.
Yes.
Yep.
You know, the Civic is big. It's 2,000.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bad
right?
acoustics, too.
You know, Cascade is great, but it's 1,000 and everybody's
yeah.
sitting down.
Yep.
Yes.
And
Acting's
places like
fantastic.
The Dip and everything. The Dip is fine, but,
yeah.
But, you know, you've been to L.A., so to have one place there that's like mm-hmm. the Roxy,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the Whiskey, just one club holds about 500.
No.
Right, because
standing,
we have so many
floor standing, but then raised, kind of, you know. Mm-hmm.
Because we do have a lot of bands
theater, like,
coming through,
yeah. and they're going from Sacramento or the Bay Area yeah. up to Portland, yeah. and they stop here to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, whilst they're sleeping, they, you yeah. know, they could like squeeze one out, right?
Yeah. I like to get a mosh. I like to get a mosh pit.
That can be arranged.
I would see James down there. Rock on. Let me tell you, I get videos probably on the weekly from my son in Texas, and it's him flying through the air, jumping off of stages, and I'm like,
how do you do it?
You're 6'6", and you're flying off a stage. I mean, like, these people are probably being just pulverized when you land. Right? You know?
I'm telling you, know, back in the 80s when I was in L.A., one of my friends was Slayer when they were starting out. And when they played with Exodus and a few others, there was a mosh pit.
Oh, like, here we go, the name dropping.
Yeah, name yeah, dropping.
Yeah. Well,
you can see,
but that's
yeah,
about as...
The numbers all go to 11.
Right.
That's
yes.
good. That's good. Okay.
Yep. So, but well, Jason, I could see you right in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nigel's background, people don't realize how really, like, big it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
well, that was
he's
the previous
so,
life. That was, like, a long,
but you're
long
so
time.
So humble about it, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
you were sticky all up in that long
yeah,
hair
all
band
up.
Stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's
all stay silent.
Yeah.
I'll stay silent on a few things.
Who was it that we... Oh, I just went to breakfast with a friend that came to town. They moved away 19 years ago. He was my boss. And they live in a town, some little teeny tiny town. And the person, like the biggest celebrity in their town, owns like some ungodly, like 30,000 square foot mansion in their town, right? It's like hotel size, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, do you know who it is? And I said, I wouldn't have a clue who it is, but it's... The lead singer for Twisted Sister.
Dee Snider.
There you go. Dee Snider. Yeah. That's their resident.
He was pretty
famous person.
He was pretty imposing in his day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll bet.
You know.
That was one of my first vinyl.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Under the Blade. That was
yeah,
a good
that's
show.
A good question. So one first record would have been Twisted Sister of some
that
kind?
That was one of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Your first couple albums?
How about you? What was your first album?
My first album was Kiss Alive 2.
Ooh, yes. How about you?
Kiss Alive 1.
Oh.
But I had a lot of, that was my first vinyl. Uh-huh. But before that, I had a lot of, you know, A-tracks.
A-tracks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
God love
A-tracks. What about you, Jason?
Chet Atkins.
Oh, that's nice. It's all right.
Mike, and Johnny Cash.
And you, what was your
album? Mike. Come on, Mike.
Your first album.
Yeah. You know what? He's mute right now.
What was your first album?
I bought two at the same time, and it was Kiss Alive 2 and Pat Benatar.
Oh, nice. There you go.
It's funny how people remember their first album and their first car.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I remember my grandmother got me, it was a Fisher-Price record player. That was what I got for Christmas, and I went right out and got my first two albums with her.
Wow.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, the first one I got was Kiss Alive 2, and I played it nonstop in the house, like nonstop, like, yeah. You know, hour, mm-hmm. and then my drove my parents nuts. And after a couple months, they said, can you play something else? I'm like, yes. So I went out and got Kiss Alive 1.
I just went, and my parents were very much into music, so I just went right to their, mm-hmm. you know, they had a huge album collection, and I started playing. Yep. And that's when you learn about music, you know. I was busy listening to all that good stuff, right? Led Zeppelin, and I was Fleetwood Mac, and, you know, I got totally into Dolly Parton. Mm-hmm. So I was listening to all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
I could see that, James.
Yep.
You can still buy vinyl at Cascade Curations.
Yep.
Yes, you can.
Cascade Curations,
on
California Street, in downtown Reading. You can buy vinyl there.
We need to get our vinyl in there.
Yes, we do.
Come on, you guys. Talk to me.
We have vinyl.
Okay, tell you what. We're going to take our 2-minute break, bottom of the hour, and we'll come by right back. With
right back. Danger.
Grab your chocolate. Now you can chew.
And your coffee.
Reading businesses, listen up. Black Bear Diner is now offering catering for events, meetings, and gatherings. Fuel your team with our delicious homestyle meals that everyone will love. Ready to make your next event a hit? Visit blackbeardiner.com for more information and place your order. Black Bear Diner, your go-to for great food and good times.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
We could have just left this whole hour up to Jason, and he would have been just fine.
I promise I'll be good from here on out.
No, don't be. I don't like it that way.
Welcome back. Shasta Live.
Bad kitty. Bad kitty.
We have Danger Kitty in the house.
Meow.
talking about our local music scene.
I can't stop.
So, Jason, why don't you tell us about
Are you sure it was just caffeine chocolate that you ate?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Starting to be rather suspect.
Now I know why you call it Redding Buzz.
Buzz. No, I it was the chocolate. Sir.
All of a sudden, it makes more sense. Buzzing around, right?
Buzzing around.
So welcome back, KPNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
I hope you don't mind that we're making this a lighthearted show. Now. I know tomorrow's all doom and gloom. We thought we'd have a fun time tonight.
Maybe that was it. I know tomorrow's going to be like, it's going to get serious.
But music is the universal language, and I think...
And food.
Know, I'm food again. Well, in your case, it's food and chocolate and
coffee. Do you see every time you look, what like the travel of the world, what you do? People are sitting around eating, and there are people playing music all around.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're right.
Okay, so first concert you went to?
Oh.
Ooh.
I don't have a good answer.
Real concert.
Does the concert at the fair count?
That's a concert.
Like you know,
it was Michael
you
Bain.
Buy a ticket and you actually go with intent to your because you bought a ticket and you're like, I'm going to go see that band.
Okay. It was Pink Floyd.
Ooh,
the Division Bell Tour.
You're hardcore.
In Oakland in 94.
That's a good one.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one.
Wow.
Hey, Mark.
My first show was Gary Wright at the Civic in probably about 77, 78, somewhere in there.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Dreamweaver.
Yeah. Okay. Jason.
I'm drawing a blank right now.
He's like, it's all a blur.
It's all a blur. You remember your first show? James?
I know right up there it was Kiss Destroyer. There was that. But I also, in this one period of time, I just like hit it hard. So I saw Bowie and I saw Kiss. And I saw Susie and the Banshees, and there was a whole thing that I did. Rolling Stones. So I can't remember which one was first, though.
My first show was AC/DC with Bon Scott.
Mm, oh.
A few months before he kicked the bucket.
Mm-hmm.
now, those, us old farts, we would refer to, those were the days when bands could play, right? Where it's like, you take the cord, you plug it into the amp, and what you get is what you get.
Oh, you mean like no tracks? And
no, yes. You know, you actually have to.
There was barely electricity.
Yeah, you actually had to, like, really be in sync with each other and just, you know.
No video walls, no, you know.
What you got is what you got.
Maybe a pyrotechnic here and there.
So I'm sure you guys, and Mark, especially as a guitar player, you've seen that transition, right?
Oh, yeah.
From back then when you just had to, like, plug in and play.
Very true. Yeah, I think that was the best era for music. I mean, I love all music through the ages, but I'm a child of the late 60s, 70s. Mm. Those bands were it for me. And, yeah, it was just pure.
And there can be great stuff, but.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. Nothing, in my opinion, has ever compared after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lots of talent, lots of great music, but that like was like the pot of gold that just like made everything come from there.
Yep, agreed.
Okay, the music scene here. What would somebody have to do to make a living at it? Could somebody make a living here in Reading, making music, teaching music, or anything combined? Don't know how it is up here, but down in L.A.
As a player or a producer?
Well, as a player, I know that some of the cover bands, like if you have a good cover band, you could make a decent living.
She's rolling her eyes right now.
Not here.
Oh.
That'd be a little tough.
Here, honey.
Here,
honey, here's my glasses.
So let me rephrase that for Reading terms. How much are you in debt because you're in a band? How much
We're not, but you know, our market isn't gonna. I don't think if you're in a cover band, you know, you're splitting it how many ways? Because the cover bands I go and see have anywhere between four and what does Hook have, like seven people? So you know, it's whatever that is, does not. He's like, I need chocolate now.
Singer-songwriters do really well.
They do really well because
singles, duos, they actually do well, and they can play any night of the week.
Yeah. Or even just the musicians that play together, like a duet or whatever. Mm-hmm. We used to hire them all the time for the wine bar.
Yeah.
You know? And it was like $500 here and $500 there, or, you know, we'd have a young kid come in and play piano and he'd get paid $300, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and so if you're a single or, you know, a duo or something, you can do that because there's a number of, you know, like Cheesecakes Unlimited and Mosaic, the Branch House. There's a number of different places around town that you can go and play, or, you know, you can also do opening spots for other people. If you can get in, if you're good enough, you can get into the Cascade, have all your, like an EPK and whatever, or at the Civic or, State Theater. Like, there's a number of places in the North State that you can play.
Mm-hmm. Any younger musicians locally that you've run into or that you've seen and you go, oh, there's somebody you can play? So that's a no.
All right. Why are you looking at me?
He doesn't go out.
I stay in my bubble, man. Yeah, he likes to be in his bubble.
Not out. She's the social butterfly over there. I don't know who's young and upcoming.
There actually is, right? I'm trying to think. Garoppi, what's his first name? I've actually run into people that are young musicians here, and there are a lot of actually producers here in town. I mean, when I say that loosely, like that they have their own studios and stuff like that, and they're producing some of these young artists, and some of them are really good. Mm-hmm. Not the genre of music that you produce, but just, I don't know even what you would call it.
More modern pop.
Yeah, something that's really cool. And I actually have quite a few of them that I've, because my kids work for Dutch Bros, and a lot of these kids are young, trying to make their way, right? And I've heard a few of them, and I have tracks on my phone that I play that I'm like, if this could be presented in front of the right person, like, this is a song that should be number one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I listen to it like it's a...
Or number two, at least.
Yeah, a number one track from a modern pop kind of,
Maybe number two.
Yeah. So they're here. I just don't know that they're not showcased very well to the public locally.
Well, and maybe they don't know how to get connected with the local music scene or how to get started.
That's the other thing, though, right? So back in the day, you had one record store. I don't know how it was here, but we had one record store, maybe one or two music magazines. And so all the bands were featured in that. Right? Mm-hmm. I know for myself.
Teen Beat.
You know, you saved your money and you knew a month before the album came out that you were going to go down to the record store and buy the album. And now it's so diluted. Yeah. I mean, there's a million bands.
Because of the digital, it's so hard to find. I mean, I know that, I mean, if you're really into it, I suppose, but just if you go to iTunes, it's like, my God, where would you even go? It's so...
There's so
billions
much out
songs.
There.
Like, how do you even find anything, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. It's difficult. It's difficult.
And you're getting paid what? Like,
music
a half
there,
a cent for a play or
you're not making.
No, you don't make your money from streams. You make your money from licensing, digital licensing for, shows, movies, things like that. Or the people that have like 10,000 or more followers on social media, they can make money.
Yeah, I was going to say in that realm, you're absolutely right. You know, and that's huge. YouTube and TikTok and all those. These kids, some of them can just sing like crazy. They just, a cappella in a bathroom, right? And you're like, wow, why aren't you singing, right?
Yeah.
This is nobody. I mean, but I have a friend. Her and I have been friends since we were little kids. We actually had the blessing of being raised 3 months out of the summer up in Lake Elowen in outside of I can't even, up in the mountains, they had a massive house with all these cabins, right? And we would stay at the main house with Grandma Blanche, but the cabins were, people would come with their families and they would swim and do all this stuff. But, and I grew up with Johnny Cash's grandkids. So the three of us, four of us actually stayed with Grandma Blanche. And, my friend Maya Sharp has grown up to be a very successful musician. She's opened for Bonnie Raitt and, Art Garfunkel and all those times. She's a AAA artist, I guess they call herself, whatever. She's a songwriter. And she had the debut song on one of the Dixie Chicks, albums, right? They could pay nothing. I was like, you know, it's number one song for these people, and they're making millions, and the actual person that wrote the song gets chicken scratch.
Well, you got to read the fine print. Okay, so you guys are actually doing well right now. You actually signed a management contract. Did I see that?
Yes,
did
we
I
did.
See that correctly?
Oh, we cool. did. So have you heard of Saving Abel?
Mm. Saving who?
Saving Abel.
Saving, yeah, I have.
Yeah, so Scott Bartlett from Saving Abel, he and a couple of other partners started their own management company.
Awesome.
And a buddy of ours here in town came and saw our bash and then reached out to them and had them contact us. And so, we signed with them and started with them October 1st. So.
And what does that actually entail for people that are listening that might not know?
And I know the first question everybody asks is, when are you guys going on tour? And we're not. We still have day jobs, and you know, touring is actually it costs a lot of money to tour.
Yeah.
So it's not a money making proposition really. But it's more they have connections and they've connected us with a really great booking agent.
Okay.
They have connections with PR people. So they're going to help us branch out. And what we want to do is we're going to tour, we'll do like a little mini tour in the spring and one in the fall, like a week or 9 days or something. And then on weekends, we'll just travel regionally because we've got a little RV. We've got a trailer with all of our gear in it. We have a little tour bus. It's really cute. We should name it.
But, Jason will be your driver. You'll get there in no time.
Yeah.
But, and so just wherever we can go from Washington down to, you know, Southern California, and they have, you know, because they're still relevant in the music scene, they have connections.
Sure.
So,
well, I mean,
that we don't have.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, that's the music industry seems to be all about that.
It is.
But
right?
You guys
it really is.
But you guys have actually done pretty good. You headlined Axiom, and just now you headlined Cascade.
Yes.
How did that go?
That went well. That was actually
was it?
Yeah, that was my favorite show that we've played.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the best.
Which one, Axiom or Cascade?
Well, Axiom followed by the Cascade. Oh. Cascade was like,
that's a great venue.
That was an epic night.
Yeah. It just is so pretty when you're there. It's like it feels real.
It really, it is the most beautiful building. I love that place.
Mm. Yeah,
excellent. Okay, we have one minute break.
One more minute,
and we'll be right back with Danger Kitty.
Danger Kitty.
Danger Kitty.
Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
By the way, I got a text regarding another local musician, Bill King.
Oh, yes.
I guess he's done pretty well.
Yes, he's actually probably one of the only people I know that successfully made a living at music, living here for most of his life.
Cleveland.
Bonet. But Bill used to write music for video games.
Yep.
He composed music for video games. And he's also a music minister at one of the local churches. Yep.
And the Billies.
And he's in the Billies now.
He does a pretty good Elton John shtick.
Yep. Billy and the Jets.
Billy and the Jets.
Oh, fun.
Yeah.
Jason, have you thought about your first concert yet? Has it come to you?
Indie Ari, I think, at the Cascade.
Indie Ari.
Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
I saw points juice. On the board for that. I
saw
thumbs
juice.
Up.
I saw okay. Juice Newton at the Civic. hey, little Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts.
That's cool. Danger Kid. Okay, so what do you guys have planned for next year?
Oh, man, sky's the limit for us next year. We're hoping to get out of town more, play some bigger venues, maybe get some opening band slots for some bigger bands. We're talking with our booking agent about doing an indie rock festival back east. So we're just hoping that they can, you know, they're just a team that work for you and have a much broader reach than we have had on our own so far, although Demetra does a wonderful job at all of that social media stuff. But yeah, we're and we just put out our second album, Sandbox, just came out in August. It's doing really well. And yeah, we're just gonna
Sandbox yeah, you were talking about.
Yeah, Sandbox.
I said yep. Cat box and you said yep. No, Sandbox.
Here we go.
Yeah. Danger Kitty Sandbox, yeah.
Danger Kitty Sandbox, it kinda fits.
Yeah.
Same business.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So yeah, we're very excited about what the future holds for us and
any more shows coming up here?
Just New
Taking
Year's.
The rest of the year
we're
going to
be out of town for New Year's playing a show, but that's our last one that we have booked right now.
Where's that?
That is North Fort Grange.
Yeah, up in Trinity County.
Trinity County.
Yeah, they like to have fun up there, and we really like going up there with those guys. So.
Oh yeah.
Mountain people.
They're a fun music loving really group, cool. and cool. they've yes. already like one of them already hooked us up with a beautiful house on the river, oh. and right around the corner from the Grange, and like we're yeah, it's gonna be great.
So, are you, Demetra?
<I'm not bad.
laughs> Demetra, are you more comfortable now being out front and being the lead singer?
I am. I've gotten to a place because he constantly pushes me just outside of my comfort zone. In a good way, and I've gotten to a place where I'm feeling like I feel comfortable and confident, and like I enjoy what we do. I love the guys that I play with. They're so talented that I know that, you know, whatever we do, if we decide to go off on some jammy thing or whatever, they're like, we're all right there.
Well, I think all you guys are great, but your drummer is one of the best I've ever seen.
We get that a lot. And then the fact that he can do that and sing. Like, he is just, but, you know, he's one of those people that he's so humble, you would never know half the things that he's done. But he's, like, his old band from L.A. has opened for Brandi Carlile, and, like, he's done some stuff.
He's toured all over the world, so talented, but yet still things. Like, so yeah. I didn't realize for a long time, and I know now, and I constantly rib him when I see him, but Cleveland is an incredible singer.
Oh, he has beautiful voice.
Yes. But he doesn't want to sing while he's playing. And I'm like, play and sing, my man, play and sing, come on.
No. Right? I know. Well, and he sits in with us sometimes too, and it's so fun. But yeah, I know, I keep threatening him. I'm like, okay, one of these days we're going to get you to sing harmonies.
He's like,
with us.
No. And then I'm like, okay, well then take the keyboard away and here's a mic.
Yeah, so, he's humble. Cleveland was a humble dude. Yeah. And our drummer's name is Kane McGee, by the way. Kane McGee. Yeah, he's a wonderful artist. We're very, very happy to have him in the band with us.
Yep. And if you have not heard Tyler Mansfield, our other guitar player, is phenomenal. He
great names.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they sound like
very rock and roll.
Rock and roll. I know. I'm like, yeah. I think Jason crashed.
I didn't crash. I'm like, in the background.
I don't know. He's kind of come back.
No,
down
I no, no. I'm good. I'm good to go.
And I'm like, Mark's offering me chocolate.
Okay. So the last part of the show, we usually do towards people listening or visiting or they haven't been here very long. So we will talk.
What's your favorite fishing hole?
Place to eat.
We always talk about food.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, food.
And so,
like, what's your favorite type of food and what's your favorite restaurant?
Do I have to pick one?
No.
I like food.
No,
no shame in that.
I don't know. A couple of my favorite places, and I'm weird because I'll pick places because I like the food, but also because I like the people.
So,
Testimony, the organic bistro up. I love those people, and the food is always amazing.
Awesome.
Everything I get there, the food, the drink, everything is always amazing. Mm-hmm. Where's Where's your
organic
favorite?
Bistro?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make like crepes and salads. And
I'm the type of person that likes
dishes.
I find,
yeah.
I find dishes.
I was
going
to say spot on. I think we need
a certain restaurant. Like, I will go somewhere just for this one thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that's how I pick. I'm like, and people, like you said. I mean, the people that, you know, make it, you can feel the love in the food and stuff. But yeah, yeah. I'm like, I go here for this dish and I go there for that dish. And mm-hmm. So it's hard for me.
Is that anywhere else you like to go? Mark, how about you?
Yeah.
Mark?
I would probably pick Jack's. I've always loved a good steak and a baked potato.
Their salad makes me crazy.
Salad. You like it?
I love it.
You get the bowl.
Oh my gosh, I'm like, just get out of my way.
Or, you know, food truck tacos,
I really started to get hungry.
Street tacos. Carne asada, you know, I'm basic. I'm a meat and potatoes type of guy.
Well, you know, you're a touring musician, right?
I am.
So you can't be picky.
That's right, because I just got to eat all the stuff I find.
So, you like Nello's.
I do love Nello's.
We drove by that last night.
Nello's. Make a good salad, best too. Best service in town, I think.
Yeah, I would
right
definitely.
Up
I love
very,
that.
Very good.
So, Jason.
Caesar salad.
Yeah.
Mr. Buzz over there, any new restaurants coming?
Oh, yeah.
There's a new one in Cottonwood opening. It's the former Roadrunner Grill. And so it's going to be a steakhouse, ranch house. Famous chef is going to be open it probably any day. I mean, probably this coming week.
That's
here.
Good news.
So,
Has anybody eaten at the new Odell's?
You know what? I don't know. Odell's. But, there's a Donatello's on Lake Boulevard, a new pizza place.
Oh, Donatello's. Yeah, not Donatello's. Odell's. What am I saying?
I understood you.
Who
I picked it up.
Not Donatello's. He moved from Reading to Dunsmuir.
Oh.
Jason Miller.
Sorry, I don't know why I said Odell's.
That's
Lucky Miller's, yeah.
Okay.
I said Odell's because it's right next door.
Same great food.
And I just bought my Thanksgiving dinner from them on the way over.
Did you really?
Did you eat it already?
No. I ordered it.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
For family of
10.
Oh, I thought you said 24.
No.
Oh.
No.
Are you inviting us all over?
Yeah.
Do you have a stage?
Yeah.
You have a stage in your house? You could invite Danger Keith.
Open that garage up.
We could make it 24. We could make it 24 real easy.
Real quick.
Okay. So, James.
Yeah.
Tell us about the little box of chocolates.
So, exciting. You know, many people know of Chocolate Day Nanette. Nancy Matthews has been around for almost 40 years doing chocolate locally, all handmade. Mm-hmm. She uses, Guittard chocolate, which is originally, I should say it's, I think, Dutch by way of, but it's from the 18 something in San Francisco. So it's an American, chocolate company technically now. She's retiring, and myself and Spencer decided that we didn't want to see something like that go, and so we swooped in, and we're going to continue that process. And then, so we'll keep Chocolate Day Nanette because it's got a name here in the local area and stuff. And then Spencer and I have been working on our own branding, and so it's Spencer James Confectioners, and we will be really expanding into a lot more diverse products, not just chocolate, but chocolate covered espressos, toffees,
Jason,
any special special chocolate.
Yeah, so I mean,
Jason's gonna be your best customer.
Yeah. I might have to take that box home.
We are in production and we are sharing space, and you know, Nancy's teaching us the way of the force, and we're looking for a location in Reading to bring this to fruition and stuff. So, I mean, like after the new year, probably you'll see things. We're making chocolate for specialty things right now. You can contact us if you have something that you want done. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, we aren't going to really launch until.
So you guys are basically the local Willy Wonkas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I'm Willy Wonka and Willy Spencer Wonka. Is an Oompa Loompa.
Hey, you didn't hear that, Spencer. You know nothing by it.
I need to get that spray tan of his a little more orange just to make it look more real.
Is it confirmed that spray tan? Is it confirmed?
I don't know.
Don't tell him. Shh.
It's a very special thing.
You know, and the truth is, you know, you say things like this. You hurt the ones you love the most, because I really love Spencer, so.
Okay. So Big Lots is, we did a post,
them closing, but now they're going to remain open.
Now they're open.
Lots,
they changed their mind.
Yeah, they changed their mind. They're going to remain open.
That reminds me of Kubler's every time. They're going out of business.
Yeah, going out of business.
And then you buy everything. And then
I go down there and buy
6 years later, you're like, didn't you go out of business?
They went out of business like 30 times.
I went to,
is this a
three-time? Hey, I'll name drop here. I went to Ozzy's first farewell gig.
Oh, yeah.
I think they've done 5 farewell tours so far.
Farewell number 6.
We're talking about food and chocolate, and now we're back.
Well, they changed their mind. They changed their mind. They changed their mind, right?
It's a theme.
I think we have ADD. I think,
we have a lot of things here. Well, I wanted to find a way to change it back into rock and roll because we have like 2 more minutes left.
We have 1:53.
Oh man, we're down to the wire.
Timer. That
Mikey's got
timer.
Us on the timer.
Yeah.
Right?
So we're here with
from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.